Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:12, up 6 on the open December, 6:27, up 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:34, up 10.5 on the open December, 6:48, up 5.5. March, 6:53, up 6. May, 6:37, up 3. July, 5:68, down 0.5 on the open. September corn opened at 3:24, down 3 on the open December, 3:37.5, down 5. March, 3:53, down 4.5. May, 3:63, down 5.25. July, 3:73.5, down 4.25. September, 3:75, down 5.5. December of 2008, 3:87.5, down 4 on the open. August beans opened at 8:43, down 8.25 on the open. September, 8:51, down 9. November, 8:68.5, down 8. January, 8:82, down 10. March, 8:95, down 8.25. May, 8:99, down 9.5. July, 9:08, down 9.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 224.80, down 180 on the open. September, 228, down 170. August soybean oil opened at 37.37, down 13 on the open. September, 37.72, down 12. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 91.20, down 17.5 on the open. October, 97.15, down 12.5. December, 98.90, down 12.5. February, 98.75, down 10 on the open. August feeders opened at 115.80, up 90 on the open. Make that 40 on the open. September, 116.80, up 37.5. October, 116.95, up 22.5. November, 116.30, up 5 on the open. August lean hogs open at 74.60, down 25 on the open. October, 72.90, up 15. December, 70.15, unchanged. February, 72.20, unchanged. And July bellies open at 93.02.5, down 77.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us this morning in the studio is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for being in the studio today.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if off of those opening prices where we see soybean prices almost reach double-digit lows, they've certainly rallied on back. The August now at 8:50.5, down 3/4. Novi's 8:75.5 are down 1. Are we making a stand in here on these beans?
Well, I think we're trying to. We had a pretty rough start here to start the week with limit downs in both corn and soybeans, and then we followed through with a good hard down day there on Tuesday. We recovered a little bit there yesterday. So basically, I think what we're trying to do is try to trace out some kind of consolidation phase in here, try to make a stand here today or tomorrow. And if we can do that, then I think the market would be ripe then for at least some attempt at a recovery rally, possibly next week. But fundamentally, that might be a little difficult to do given the rain activity that we've seen in the Corn Belt this week. Looking at the overnight maps, it looks like all of Iowa got some pretty good rains. It looks like northern third or northern half of Illinois got good rain, same way with Indiana. So it looks like probably the drier areas now are probably in the lower portion of the Corn Belt. I think south of Interstate 64, they're probably came up on the short side both nights here. So we are probably going to see some of those areas in stress. But it is July 19th. We got some good rains. Weather is still a factor, but it's a hot and dry forecast isn't going to juice up the market probably as much as what it would have a week ago here.
A 50% retracement off of last September lows to the contract highs comes in around 853. Is that a level of support in your mind?
Well, 50-cent pieces are always support resistance on soybeans. Whether you're going up or down, I would say that would probably be an initial level to kind of watch these beans. If they can make a stand there, then that would kind of tee up the market for maybe a 50% retracement back, somewhere around maybe 38%, 40%. If the market is truly turned down and you look at some of the monthly action, would indicate, you know, we do have some monthly reversals down taking hold in this market. So that would indicate that we may not get a full 50% retracement. We may get something like a 38 or 40%. So that would be something to watch, at least from a technical perspective.
And where are you in your cyclical work?
Cyclically, when I look at the market, it looks like we're in a drifting to declining type mode probably now into the first half of August. Another week here, everybody will start coming out with their estimates of what the August crop production number is going to be. My guess, given the rainfall activity that we've had, we'll see some good improvements in crop rating levels here in the next 2 weeks. So some of these yield projections could look a little bit going to that August crop report. But that would be my best guess from a cyclical point of view, that this market is in a sideways to lower mode as we go on into mid-August. Now, there's some ups in that. That's not going to be a straight down decline. There's going to be some ups. But I do think the market is probably in a drifting mode on into a mid-August low.
Recall that USDA did not change its yield estimate in its July report. Good rains since then. You've got to believe that the yield is going to change to the upside in that August report.
Well, I think so. You know, we have seen, you know, private estimates, you know, as high as the mid-50s, you know, 55, 56, whether or not USDA will go that aggressive or not. You know, we'll have to kind of wait and see on that. But to my understanding, the population counts are quite high. That kind of suggests to me that USDA could get a little aggressive given the rain activity. And we'll have to see what the crop rating levels do here in the next week or two, how much improvement they actually do give. A lot of these radar maps that we see on the screen are a little misleading. We don't necessarily quite get the amount of rain that some of these colored radars indicate. So the crop ratings will give us a little better idea on that.
Do you believe that $3 corn prices in the harvest month is in play over the next 30 to 45 days?
Well, the chart would indicate that we're definitely vulnerable to moving down into those levels. I know fundamentally a lot of the people want to kind of think that $3 corn is kind of a floor in here. I don't know. We'll have that a lot will probably depend upon the basis levels. I suppose a wide basis level would have a tendency to support the futures market more so than a narrow basis if you get into a narrow basis. But given what's happened in the wheat basis levels and the soybean basis levels, one would kind of think that probably the logistics of harvesting a 13 billion bushel plus corn crop or higher would put a lot of pressure on basis levels as we go into harvest.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. Some analysts were saying that we were in a diamond pattern in the September end, the D's for that matter, at the Chicago Board of Trade. And in the last day or two, we've broken out of that diamond to the upside. September now at 633, excuse me, up 9.5. Are we breaking? Are we in a diamond? Did we break out of the diamond? And what's the upside
potential? Well, I suppose you could. It's a diamond consolidation, wherever you want to say. Anytime you break out of a consolidation phase like we had, because it did look like the market was kind of making maybe more of a sideways top or side, you know, kind of a head and shoulders top, whatever is kind of a congestion. And now if we're starting to break out of that, that is quite technically positive for a big push on up. Fundamentally, probably what's driving that is world wheat inventory levels are quite low. So the underlying function of the market here is to pull wheat acres into production here, at least in the northern hemisphere, over the next couple of months. And that creates some interesting scenarios as we for corn and soybeans, too, because if wheat acres see a big jump in wheat acres, somebody's going to get, you know, hurt on that. So wheat is the key leader here, and it may be a stabilizing influence to corn and keep corn from going to those lower levels as we go on into harvest.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Looking at the lead month options, September wheat in Kansas City, 617 up 11. September wheat at the board, 632.5 up 9. September corn, 322 and 3 quarters, down 4.5. August beans at 848, down 3.25. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.